Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Moonlight Madness. I'm your host, as always, Brian Dash, and this is going to be a quick video. I just want to say, sorry I haven't been posting hardly any videos ever since Human and the Hellhound. It has been so long. Well, this feels like it's been so long. My podcast wasn't working for the longest time, and so I had to get all set up, and I had to wait for a time I was off work, and then every day I was off work, I forgot, and so on and so forth, and blah, blah, blah. I almost forgot last night. Luckily, I managed to remember just in time, so we got all fixed up, and then we... So, 4th of July, we got my podcast fixed. So that's good. I'm going to try to get some more stuff out either before or after work. Today, probably not. Actually, I'll try. I might get some out tonight if I'm not too tired. 4th of July is over, so it shouldn't be as freaky and as busy as it's been. So I'm planning on doing not just a mixture of stuff. Like, I might do Vibe 87. I might do Foxina. I might do more Roxanne stories, like Roxanne and Gregory stories, where Roxanne's like the mom or something, because he got a lot of likes on those, and he is worth it. I might be doing some more Dashy, like new Dashy stories I haven't told before, because let's face it, with Dashy, it's an unending adventure, if you want your opinion on it. I'm surprised that, Brian survived that long with Dashy, because trust me, she's a handful. Anyway, apart from that, I also want to say that I'm planning on also doing some, I think I said Foxian stories. Star Fox is definitely on the block of what I'm going to do, especially after losing my jacket. I had a Star Fox jacket that I bought, and some idiot stole it from me. Still not happy about it. Apart from that, though, yeah, we need to get a lot of cool stuff done for you. Oh, you had you on there for a minute. So apart from me just doing YouTube now, I now have to juggle YouTube and a podcast. I'll try to get what I can out. I'm trying to get my YouTube kind of do more YouTube than podcast, just so I can kind of catch up on both of them, you know, that way I can do YouTube and podcast. Granted, it takes most of my time, but if you guys want some entertainment where you see my face, until I get a mask, that is, then watch my YouTube. Now, a lot of people have also been asking why I keep talking about possibly getting a mask and wearing it during my videos. Well, I don't know if you guys know about this. I'm not trying to throw any of you off YouTube or anything like this, but there's a certain person who goes online, takes the faces off YouTubers, and puts them on not very good photos. I'll just put it that way. Not very good photos. To try to bring down YouTubers. Now, granted, that usually happens with big YouTubers. But the thing with a mask is, if he tries to do that with a mask, then that could be anyone. And if he doesn't do it with a mask, then I'm safe, because I'll be having a mask on. Now, granted, I don't have, like, 100 million... I feel like on there. I don't have, like, 100 million subscribers, or 100... So, that's safe. And I don't have, like, 100 million videos either, so... Yeah, that means... Yeah, it means absolutely nothing. Probably means I'm not going to be harassed or anything. But nonetheless, if you watch my video, if people who watch my YouTube videos or watching my podcast videos, you guys are awesome. I know there's like one guy who watched me ever since my first video. And, he claims to watch my YouTube too, so. That means a lot to me that my first viewer is watching my first, is watching me grow from podcast to YouTube. Funny enough, the guy who is watching me, also, I used to work with him on his YouTube channel. I worked on, I think it's 3 YouTube channels now. I worked with one guy who's known as LuigiGuy101. All of his on private. I don't know if his channel's still up or not. I doubt it is, but his name was, Jack Lawrence. He doesn't do anything anymore, but we used to do a lot of plush videos. Man, I miss the videos we do with him. Mario and Luigi's Adventure is what it's called. I might remake that and post on YouTube eventually. So there's him. I worked on his channel for a few years. We only posted one video with us all together, but because he wanted to edit, and so it took him a while to edit stuff, because back then we used a camcorder, not a phone. Here, I had to yawn. Then there's, we did stuff, I did with a guy from Wolf Brothers. He lives in Colorado now, but he used to come down. We used to do plush videos together. We had a great following, and, one day I plan to, continue that. I'm planning to get some plushies on my channel soon. I have a lot of the plushies in my house. I voice act, so I can probably do that. Mario. It's me, Mario. Wahoo! Luigi. Oh, yeah, Luigi. Wario. Mario. Waluigi. Waluigi. Yoshi. Oh, Yoshi. And I'll try to do Peach, but it doesn't sound that good. Peach. Yeah, it sounds horrible. Who knows? Maybe I'll get from that to girl that can do Peach's voice eventually. I don't know. I'm kind of low in the friend category, except for a few people. There's a few people I consider my close friends. One of which is being Guy from Wolf Brothers. He's one of my closest friends, and he used to be my next-door neighbor. And the weird thing enough is, me and Guy from Wolf Brothers, when we first met, we hated each other. He was praying I move away, I was praying he moved away. Then me and him became the thickest thieves as it is. Really close. And he moved away, and I remember I followed him. Well, I didn't follow him, but as an act of respect, I walked down to the stop sign when his car was driving through. Oh yeah, not to be creepy, just as a way of mourning. That's how. Kind of like some people I know, they would follow their friend down to the stop sign or something, or the first light or whatever, depending on where they live. And then stop and just wait until they drive off and just. It's a way of seeing your friend off. There we go, I can't think of the word. So, I was seeing him off. And, after that, me and him stayed in touch. We shared numbers, I think, the very same day he was moving away. And I think by the time I got down there to see him off, I got done eating breakfast before work. Actually, I don't think I worked then. And I saw him off. So I was happy. That's one regret I do not have, is seeing him off. Not to mention, we shared numbers. So we could stay in touch. And we came by every here and there, and you tell me when. And We'll just pick him up and hang out for a little bit. Then you'll probably see my Five Nights at Freddy's collection in there. Funny thing is, Chica, the old Chica from the first game, and the Funtime Foxy came from Gary Home Brothers. Yeah. So this is what happened. Let's sit up. So, on the time we sent him off, me and him both had some, and we went to trade with each other, you know, in case he never came back. We didn't know if he could or wouldn't, but we knew it would be a part of him when to have something that we got him, but one for the other. So I got him a Anakin Skywalker lightsaber. Me and him used to lightsaber duel a lot, and I think he still has it. I'm not sure. I think he does though. So yeah, he has that to remember me by. And he knew I was a big fan of Final Fantasy, even though I wasn't allowed to have the game. Me and him, he had it on his phone, so I put it on his phone. He was nice enough to let me. Not to mention, he also let me put it on the Switch. Hell is Help Wanted. He did an Ultimate Custom Night. I don't know if Ultimate Custom Night's on the Switch or if he just had a tablet, but it looked like the Switch. So, he let me have that too. I have, but let me play it. But, so he gave me the Chica plush. I say on the Switch, that was the last time he hung out in my when I lived at my parents'. He only had the stuff on the phone, which is still awesome during that time. So, yeah. So, he gave me the Chica before he left. And he came back later on, stayed a few nights with me, which was probably the best sleepover we ever had. And I asked him what he had, and it was my birthday. And he actually got me a Funtime Foxy, because I asked for a Mangle. He couldn't find a Mangle. He said, "Dude, you have no idea how lucky we were to get this." And I'm like, and I was like, cool. I like Funtime Foxy. Funtime Foxy is a girl in Five Nights at Freddy's sister location, because she's known as a she by the guy who cares about his job. Not by the instance, like, make sure he's on the stage, but whatever. But the guy who actually cares about his job calls her a she, and she's in Girls' Night. Now, Ultimate Custom Night, I don't know. There could be multiple different varieties of Funtime Foxy, but that's my speculation. Let me get a drink real fast. There we go. Sorry. So, there's that. So, we believe that technically she's a former Mangle, just not fully Mangle. Which is cool. Because he had Foxy and Mangle, which is cool. That was the last, I think the last one I actually got, also got him for Christmas, a smaller Foxy plush. After all that, I didn't get another FNAF character for a long time. I got Roxanne, who I believe was my third, Final Story character, which is really funny. I was working at Chuck E. Cheese Pizzeria, and these two kids' mom came in, and the kids had all these, like I think one of them had, Freddy and one had Bonnie. And I'm like, "Oh, you guys are Final Space fans, huh?" They said, "Yeah, we are." I said, "Oh, that's cool." And so they started talking, asking me questions about Final Space. I'm like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Well, yeah, this happens." And then I was like, "Well, this is my speculation." And they came up with, why do you think the animatronics and digital location are acting weird? I said, "Well, the game does say that it's because they're controlled by Vanny." And I said, "But I do wonder if there's not children inside the suits? They said, what do you mean? I said, well, it's said that there has been disappearances at that location. Now, whether they're talking about the old pizzeria, which is under, like, the original Fredbear or Finance First Pizzeria, which is underneath the location of the Pizzaplex, I'm not wondering if they're talking about the old location or if they're talking about at the Pizzaplex. Sorry, I had it on there. They said, that's actually interesting, though. I'm like, that would also explain why Freddy's not, you know, going kamikaze on anyone. I said, that's true. I'm like, but there's only one problem with that theory of mine. They said, what's that? I said, Monty has no legs. Chica has been crushed by the crusher, and a lot of her parts are missing. Roxanne, bless her heart, was practically annihilated by a golf cart. And, you're inside Freddy, so. There's no even, that's not even a remnant of dead children, which is why I think in the first game, of Finance Freddy's, and the second game, there's no dead children. Because you see in the second game, there's no one inside the old animatronics of the Withered. Not to mention Mangle. There's no one in Mangle. And all the other ones are set on free roam mode because it takes place in 1987. Which is when they were allowed to move until the bite happened of 87. By Mangle, is what they say. Or Chica, some say Chica, some say Mangle, it depends, but on the test, to find his phrase, it says Mangle. Then it goes down to, finally, it goes down to Five Nights at Freddy's 1, which the bite of 87's mentioned, and it does mention that five kids disappeared at the local Finance Fairs, but there's a problem with that theory. Foxy. If you look inside Foxy, because his torso is ripped, you can't see anyone inside of Foxy. Not to mention, there's no blood from the animatronics, which if there was chilled dead people inside of them, not only would the place be closed down because it reeked, there would be blood on the animatronics. Or you just look inside Foxy and see Fritz, which is one of the child's names. So, in the first game, that goes to show that there is no dead children inside Foxy. Same thing with Circus Baby. I mean, it says that there is a child inside Circus Baby, although you never saw her die in Circus Baby. Either if she's a springlock or not, I doubt she is, because Purple Guy climbed into a bunny suit, and springlocks went off, and yeah, on the minigame, it showed blood and him dying. And that one, it showed Elizabeth getting pulled into the suit, and then you heard her scream, but she's not torn up. If she is a springlock, she's not all tore up. Like our good old happy friend William Afton suit was. So, which goes to make you think that she's still alive somehow in the suit. I could just be wishful thinking, I don't know. All I know is that Circus Baby tries to help you. For the most nights, but the way she said, if we could only shed our shells, wear them, you know, and escape the cell, on the surface, we could start new, we could go if we looked like you. It's technically what it says in the song, which is what she technically is implying in the game. We could, if we looked like you, we would be accepted, which is her way of technically saying, you know, if we could be free from these robots, we could look like you, we'd be like you. Which goes to show that At least to her, she's still alive within the suit. That's all I'm saying. That's my guess, at least, is that she's still somehow alive in the ice cream compartment, in her chest compartment. That's what I'm saying. I'm guessing she's still alive because she was still in the suit and screamed, which means she was still inside, not quite dead, which I think is pretty interesting. Who knows? Maybe when they come out with the next Final Stars movie, or this one, if they add sister location in this one, we will see for sure if there is or isn't. There might be William Afton, a.k.a. the guy who played Shaggy in Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed, and the first Scooby-Doo movie, one of the actors who played Shaggy, he plays William Afton, so there might be a part in there where it would mention his daughter, who is Circus Baby, and one of his sons, Mike Smith, who I originally thought was Foxy, but apparently Mike Smith's still alive. I don't know if he dies in Fazbear Frights or not. I think he got out, but I could be wrong. And then there's Jeremy, I forget what Jeremy's last name is. But some people said that was also Mike Smith, but it can't be, because Mike Smith says, "At first I thought I was you, Father. But I'm coming back to you now. I will find you. Just like I said I would." Which means he's perfectly aware, which means his frontal lobe was not missing. Which also means, and since that took place, and if he had, he would have brain damage and disability, which means he wouldn't be able to work for the second location of Fazbear's, of Freddy Fazbear's. Sister location, he went there and somehow survived, and he turned purple like his father. And it leads to a big rat trail that I cannot finish. Anyway, I don't know how I got to Final Stars time, but anyway, you can finish that off after that, after I got, So after I told them, talked to them a little bit about Final Stars and my theories on stuff, not the whole theories I just said there, but the theories about there being children inside the suit, and tell them, you can't see inside the suit. They were like, they came in and they said, "What's your favorite animatronic?" I said, "Oh, Roxanne by far." So the kids went out to the car, came back, and said, "We have Roxanne, we can have it." I'm like, "I can't take this from you." They're like, "No, we mean it. Go ahead, take it." I'm like, "I can't do that." And they're like, "Is it against your policy?" I said, "No, we're allowed to take tips, just no one's to give us any." And presents, like, presents are allowed, yeah, but, like, well, it's a present then. I said, "Well, thank you." And then they said, they saw my journal and said, "What's that?" I said, "Oh, I just doodle." And so I showed them pictures, and they're like, "I have a lot of Roxanne photos." I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Tell you what, if you want, I'll give you a few of them." They said, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't equal up to the gift you just gave me, but still." So they agreed, and I found the best Troxen Wolf photos I made, which a lot of them are real good. And I gave it to them. They were happy. And that was the end of it. And I was like, why can't we get more customers like that? Because not only were they nice to me, like beyond belief beforehand, they were nice afterwards. Then later on, when we're still working at Walmart, I found a, sorry, that was my two last animatronics. So then I was out with my buddies. I think I still worked at Church's Inn, and I went over to one there. They don't live there anymore than they used to. And I found on one of our excavations. No, not what it's called. One of our, Adventures, I went down and found one Glamrock Chica plush. I'm like, eh, not a fan of Chica, but she's less annoying than some of the other ones. Why not? So I got her, and then I was at Walmart and found a Captain America Chica. Sorry, not Captain America. Statue of Liberty Chica, which I think gets limited edition. So I'm like, okay, you know what? That's just clever. I cannot. I didn't have a price on it, so they gave it to me for free, which was awesome. And then finally, I found a Captain Foxy plush. So I'm like, you know what? He has a hook, no tail, but hook, shorts, a jacket, and on top of all that, a pirate hat. So I got him. Oddly enough, though, the reason why I got my buddy a little Foxy plushie was because when I was younger, when I still lived with them, I got him originally for myself. And there's actually a Mangle, so I was going to get a Foxy and a Mangle, but they were quite expensive at the mall kiosk. So I'm like, you know what? I'll give him a Foxy, and then I'll come back for a Mangle. I never found that kiosk again. Apparently, I guess they ran out of Mangles and Foxies. I would just get the Mangle, but I was like, you know what? There's a great chance my parents may possibly not let me keep this. There's a high possibility they will not let me keep this. So I got a Foxy because I'm like, you know what? Worst case scenario is I can keep this till Landon comes over and give to him for Christmas. And I did. So I was allowed to keep it, but I gave it to Landon for Christmas. So that was fun. So at least he got it. At least he got him. Yeah, so that was fun. So we keep all the other ones, which is nice. So that's cool. Anyway. And for you guys out there, apparently they're selling Bluey plushies now. I got my nephew a Bluey. Plushie of Bluey. And my niece. If I end up finding a Bingo plushie, I'll get her those. Apparently, those are the two children in the Bluey franchise. I'm like, you know what? That would be kind of fun for me to give that to them because they like to watch it all the time. That's like their all-time favorite. Okay. I did it bad. My niece likes to watch Cocomelons, the show that I hate with a vengeance. Let me put it this way. If I had a choice of watching Cocomelons or Teletubbies, I choose death. Because I don't like those two. Okay, to the video. I may watch the Teletubbies one time just to see if it's still horrifying like it was when I was a kid. So I may do that just to see if I'm right and still terrifying it is. But I would never let my kids watch it. Barney, I would rather watch Barney and Friends, honestly. And probably, I would definitely watch Martha Speaks, the show, and Arthur. Those are Martha Speaks and Arthur. And if Ruff is still on, which is a Ruff Finn, which is a cartoon/reality game show where the host is a cartoon. Those are the three shows from my childhood I would still watch again. Caillou, I would still watch Caillou just because it brings me back to when I was a kid, when I was younger, to happier days. But nowadays, I'm like, oh my gosh, please, Lord, if you love me, never let me have a child this terrible. Because he was not a good boy. I guarantee that they made Winnie the Pooh a horror movie, which I'm going to punch the guy in the face whoever did that. Because you cannot just do that. That's horrible. But if they make Caillou Like, I don't know. They say that it's a foreign show. I don't know if it is or isn't. Is it? Is it? I'm gonna be honest with you, if his skin tone was a lot darker, if Caillou's was, I was thinking he was Mahatma Gandhi. Oh well. Anywho. Continuing down the line to the final segment here. Actually, not the final segment. It's time to say goodbye, actually. So, thank you for watching this video. If you liked it, remember to put something on my face like a boss. As always, high fives all around. And if you liked this video, leave a like, subscribe. That would be greatly appreciated. And, of course, subscribe to my YouTube and my podcast. My YouTube is known as Miller Menace 2.0. Thank you for watching, everyone. Bropa. Hal. Ow! Remember to keep your eyes peeled out there, because mess never ends. And on top of that, just keep watch out there, because this world, it is a strange one. Thank you for watching, everyone. And good night.